From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The U.S. Senate Thursday confirmed Gina Haspel as the Central Intelligence Agency's first female director by a vote of 54-45, ending a tumultuous nomination process in which lawmakers revisited the CIA's past interrogation practices. Six Democrats voted in favor of Haspel, while two Republicans opposed her nomination to replace Mike Pompeo, who was first confirmed last month as Secretary of State. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy was critical of Haspel.
And underlying these inalienable rights is our belief in the basic dignity of human beings, a dignity that's incompatible with inhumane practices like torture.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton was far more supportive.
Secretary Pompeo left the agency in good shape, and Ms. Haspel was his very capable deputy. Moreover, few people have contributed as much to the CIA's recent successes as Ms. Haspel. She has 33 years of experience.
During a confirmation hearing, Haspel repeatedly declined to say whether harsh interrogation techniques were morally wrong. Earlier this week, however, she wrote a letter to the committee's top Democrat, Mark Warner of Virginia, saying the CIA should not have conducted abusive interrogations. U.S. President Donald Trump and NATO Secretary Jens Stoltenberg met in Washington Thursday amid conflicts between the United States and its European allies in the West's key defense organization. Mr. Trump last week rebuffed opposition from European leaders and withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 International Accord, curbing Iran's nuclear weapons program. Also, he has imposed tariffs on foreign steel and aluminum imports, including Europe. This is VOA News.